right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fantastic edition of Business with Roy, with the great, the fantastic, the legendary Mr. Roy Red. Roy, thanks for joining us once more. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. It's launch week. I am launching my SaaS tool on Saturday, on the 28th. So I'm super excited, getting a lot done. Got a lot of content to do today, interviewing with you guys, talking to you guys, and then later on, got a big interview. So, you know, we're moving forward. We're doing what we got to do, and we're not just talking it. We're actually doing it.
Ah, so the SaaS tool is ready? Is ready for the market?
It's ready for the market, man. And it looks good. It looks amazing. I'm super excited. Anyone who wants to buy a business and wants to find off-market deals, not just off-market deals, which means nobody knows that these businesses are ready to sell, but it also tells you why they're ready to sell. Is the owner stepping back? Is the owner retirement? Is the owner in trouble? It tells you all of those things that are going on so that you can tailor your outreach to fit whatever issues they're going through. And when you get someone who's motivated to sell and it's an off-market deal, you have a considerably higher chance to buy those deals with no money out of pocket. And that's one side of the tool. And then the other side is it helps business owners exit. So do you have SOPs? It tells you exactly how much you're worth. And then it'll also generate a list of private equity strategic buyers that are ready to buy companies like yours. So I'm super excited. It's called DealFlow OS, the operating system for everything with DealFlow and buying and selling businesses. So I'm excited about that, man.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And so just for the listeners, you built this completely by yourself, right?
Yeah.
No outside help.
Complete one man myself, taught myself how to code, vibed code some of it. And, the hard part was figuring out how to get it to find these off market deals and then pull them in and then search through certain what we call signals. Cause a lot of, M&A entrepreneurs, they just go and they just spam and, hey, are you selling your company? And they get a lot of no's, but this actually goes and finds signals. Did that owner post something on social media that is a signal that he's selling? Is there something in his Google reviews that's a signal that he's selling? Is he older? Does he have any medical problems? Anything that will show that owner is motivated to sell, it will show you. So yeah, I'm super excited for that one.
Fantastic, fantastic. And final question: what is the like the launch, where is that taking place? Do we have do you have the number of people coming? Who's going to be there? Give us some insight onto that.
Well, we're not doing like a launch like that where it's a party. What we will do is we have a PR run going out on the 28th to every major news platform. PR is something actually we could talk about on an episode one day. I could teach people how to get worldwide PR for a really good amount of money, maybe about 300 US. And then we are going to go on a lot of shows, do a lot of content. Then my Substack, Buy, Build, Exit with Roy Red, that I will drop it on there and show exactly how it works. And from there, we're going to do a ton of outreach. That's really my gift. We're going to email a lot. We're going to do LinkedIn outreach a lot. And, our goal is to, get to 100 users as fast as possible, maybe in 3 months. And in 6 months, 500 users. And within a year, we want to get 1,000 users. So, inshallah, we make that happen.
Inshallah, inshallah. And is this tool specifically for America only, or are you thinking about going international also?
This is worldwide. So
okay.
If any business that's on Google Maps, it can find. That's the API we use to pull it. And then I coded a secret special API that finds the signals and lets you know that they are selling. Or it really actually doesn't let you know that they're selling, like they didn't say they were selling, like on Biz Buy Sell and things of that sort. But it knows that they want to sell and needs to sell based on signals. So it kind of reads their mind. So even though they maybe not thought about it, when you hit them up and say, hey, have you thought about selling? they will say, yes, we kind of thought about it. Or they might lie and say, no, we haven't, but what's your price? But anybody who knows anything about buying a business, if they say, oh, we haven't thought about it, but what's your price? That means they've thought about it. But they just want to keep their positioning and keep their power in the deal. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to help a ton of people. There's nothing like that in the market for SMBs. So,
yeah,
hopefully we can bring some value to people.
No, that would be dope. That would be dope. And when it goes live, you know, send me the link and whatnot. We'll push it on our end as well.
I'll send it to you right now. You can actually use it right now. We just aren't announcing it to the 28th.
Okay. So, Roy, today, what we're going to talk about is like, this concept of a fork in the road, you know, where you can either go left or you can go right. But before we get to that, I want to get your thoughts on, something that's a current affairs that's been happening in Namibia that has to do with America also.
Yeah.
So today, actually yesterday, it was officially announced that Starlink will not be allowed to operate in Namibia because of, basically because Elon Musk refused to give local ownership to the Namibian entity that would have been, you know, operating from here. That's one of our laws that at least 51% has to be Namibian owned if you're coming to do business in Namibia as a foreign entity. And Elon obviously refused to do that. It's the same problem he's having in South Africa. He's calling the law racist and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
But when you hear something like that, what's your initial reaction to that?
Well, they're just trying to control and not be taken advantage of, right? Like America gets taken advantage of. Basically, business owners are pimps and America is working for them. Capitalism is beautiful, but we have this thing we call, feudal lords, techno-feudal lords. And what a feudal lord is someone who owned a bunch of land in the past. And they owned so much land that they were able to move and shake and change politics and do things like that. But now we have techno-feudalism, where technology feudal lords, for example, it is illegal for the United States government to spy on you because we have freedom of speech. We have, you know, laws that keeps them from spying on you. So the way they get around that is they just go to Facebook, they go to Twitter, they go to Elon, and they just get your data from them. And, we also have freedom of speech, but then they'll say, you can't say this on our platform. And they get around the freedom of speech law. By saying, oh, it's our platform. So what they're doing is, since we have freedom in government, is they're trying to control a lot of things with the technology. And it's called techno-feudalism. And so Namibia is like, nah, we're not going to let you do that to us. And I think it's amazing. There's some good and bad parts about it. But, you know, Elon, I love him. He's a G. I just hope he's deep down a good guy, because he's either going to really do good things for humanity, or he's going to be Lex Luthor. And we just have to see.
He's taking us to Mars, brother.
Yeah, all right, sure.
All right. So, like I said, today we're talking about this whole idea of a fork in the road. Let's start with, can you remember maybe one of your earliest, like, fork in the road?
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just $100 Namibian. We also stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7 Black Chain Shopping Center in Katutura, next to Bank Bentuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-3191-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 30th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
Your bank would never ask for your login details. Never share your login credentials, password or PIN. Call 0612991200 to report fraud. Bank Windhoek, a member of Capricorn Group.
Not like it's trying to, is trying to prove to people or convince people who don't know what they're talking about that I'm better or this is the way we should go. And that, I think that's what pushed me into entrepreneurship because, you know, one thing about being a democracy is awesome. But one thing is a lot of really, low IQ, not so smart people move up to the top because of it. And they control things. And so I never really wanted to be controlled. So instead of going a route where I had to be chosen, I went a route to where I could choose myself. You know, one of my favorite rappers, Lil Russell, he says, when they won't give you a seat at the table, create your own table. And that's what I decided to do. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, I wish I would have played. I see friends who played overseas and different things. And I wish I had that experience, but at the same time, it's like, there's nothing better than doing your own thing, being your own man, having as much freedom as possible. I'm still not free. I know the branding of America is it's a free country, but you're not free until you have a certain amount of capital in this country, really, to be truthful. But I'm moving towards that and I'm gonna get there and, having more what's called in psychology agency, having more agency to control what I want to do, makes me super happy. So I would say I was one of the forks in the road. And, you know, we always have, I don't have any regrets, but, it's just good to be able to do what I want to do, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And can you, have you had this fork in the road moment or feeling in your time in business? Like, I don't know, maybe you had two deals in front of you. You had to choose one, anything like that?
Not with the deals. Maybe in 2020 during COVID when I lost a lot of money from speaking. I've made most of my money speaking around the world before 2020.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't really, really digital like I should have been, you know, where you have digital assets, even though they don't make money like speaking on an actual stage. I had to figure out how I was going to make more money in this business thing. You know, was I going to start a business? And that's when I kind of got into buying businesses and going that route. But two deals on the line. No, never had that. Right now we have multiple deals we're talking to. Some are options. Some could turn into actual deals, but usually when I am at a fork in the road, I get all the information that I can. And then I just kind of make a gut feeling, you know, which way supports the future that I want, which way feels good in my gut. And I just kind of make those decisions on my own. I do receive counsel, but I make the decision on my own based on what I feel and what I think.
And, speaking of now making that decision, going with your gut feeling. Give the listeners some advice, maybe if they're presented with two, I don't want to say life altering choices, but you know, two significant choices. What are some, thought processes, some things they should take into account before making these critical decisions?
Yeah. You always want to start with the end in mind. So what does the end look like? Right. And by end, I mean, what life do you want? What do you want to be doing? Where do you want to be working? What business do you want to have? And then you filter all of your decisions right now in this moment to go towards what that is. So for example, if you want to be a entrepreneur and own your own business, do you really need to go to school? Do you really need an entrepreneur class? No, you really don't. Business is business. Start a company, start marketing, start doing what you need to do to make sales. That's all business is making sales, right? And so if you want to be a lawyer, you obviously have to have that degree. You have to go to law school and things of that sort. So all the decisions that you're making right now typically should just be filtered through, will this lead me toward where I want to go? And you'll be surprised, and a lot of people don't even don't even have the end in mind. They don't know exactly what they want to do. They don't know what they look like in the future, how they walk, how they talk, what swagger they're going to have in the future. But you should create that person in the future, and you can actually go into your head and meet that person and talk to that person. And be your own life coach, right? Create that person in your head, go talk to them, see what they do. Where do they live? What does their average day look at like? What time do they wake up? What do they do in the morning? Who are they spending most of their time with? You want to really think through all of this stuff, and you'll know what future you want, because when you imagine it and think about it, you'll get inspired. And inspiration is a message from God. That's how God talks to you, is through inspiration. So if you're inspired to do something, then you should go do it.
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Deviating
a bit from the fork in the road situation, but can you remember just any decision in general that you've, this can be now personal or in business, that you've taken where you said like, this was a major decision that I made for myself or for my business?
Yeah. I would say, school and not working a job. A lot of people would start a business or want to be 100% an entrepreneur, but then maybe 5-10 years go by and they go, you know what? I just need money because I just for my family, and they quit and they go to school and they get like a nursing job or something like that. I made the decision a long time ago that this is what I'm going to do. And we either going to be broke or we going to get rich. We're not going to be in the middle. I don't like the middle at all, Hende. I don't know if, you know, a lot of people talk about the middle. The middle are the people who move votes left or right. But to me, there's absolutely nothing cool about being a normie, being in the middle.
Yeah, no.
I want to lose or I want to win epic. I don't want to kind of just be in the middle and just, oh, I'm with everyone. I'm with the consensus. I'm with the crowd. That's what we call a sheep. And so, I'm very extreme to where either I'll live in my car to stand on principles and stand on my ideas. Just straight up. And you'll notice too, the richest people and poor people, they think the same. Right. When COVID came and the vaccine, they were pushing the vaccine on everyone. Everyone in the middle got it, but rich people didn't and poor people didn't. Right. And so it seems that's true in America. Yeah. It seems like in America, especially in America, you're free when you are poor or when you're rich. So what's the point of being in the middle? Be poor and work towards being rich and never give up.
But okay, when I hear you say that, but statistically, isn't majority of the population in the middle?
Yes, and that's fine. We need people in the middle. They build our roads and they make sure society is upheld. But the people listening to the show don't want a regular life. They're listening to the show. They're listening to Business with Roy Red. And don't we want to win in business? Right? And a winning business ain't always got to be huge. It ain't always got to be a million. Imagine if you're just making 10 grand a month. With 10 grand a month, especially in Namibia, you could be cooking. You could do what you want, but you don't talk to who you want, right? 10K American dollars, you know, even here, right? You know, I have a monthly number that I have to where I'm going to be able to really live the life I want. But figure out what that number is and move towards it. And sometimes, me and my friends say this a lot, is that win that you want is wrapped up in that loss that you're not willing to take.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, speaking of wins, you know, trying to get these wins, something that we've been discussing recently on our radio station here is the ease of doing business in Namibia. I don't know if we discussed this or not, but what's the ease or difficulty of doing business in America? If you could share some insight on that.
Well, it's easy when you start out and you're just hustling and selling something, but in America, there's a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of laws and a lot of barriers to entry to things, because it's literally just stealing your money. Like they say, oh, you can't have a home health business without this license. Why not? Why do I need a license? Why do I need to pay you thousands or hundreds of dollars so that I can have a business, right? You need all these certifications and licenses for different stuff. And it's barriers of entry. And those barriers of entry require capital. And what happens is when you have those barriers of entry that require capital, you decrease your competition. And I'm going to post this clip because I want people to know, if there wasn't barriers of entry to a lot of things, a lot of you guys wouldn't be where you are. All you successful business owners who just happen to have a little extra capital so you can get past the barrier of entry, or you have people in positions who let you in so you can have that entry. That's not a win. That's not a win. That's finessing the game so that you don't have to go against people who are better than you. And then you walk around with this swagger like, oh, I'm rich and I have this. And Gary Vee was talking about this, and I reposted it. He said, I don't respect older entrepreneurs who change rules to keep the younger entrepreneurs from competing. I don't respect that.
Right. Right.
But what we respect is get on that court. I know you're LeBron, but today I'm going to go at you and I'm going to try to beat you. And, it's like what Cat Williams said in his interview. What'd he say? He said, yes, they have all the money and all the power, but when we line up, we're going to see who's better. And some people don't want to line up. They don't really want competition.
Yeah, that's a very, very well put. And, I forgot my follow-up question. Okay. My bad. I had a brain freeze.
Now you good?
More coffee? But, I probably do need a little bit more coffee. But when we talk about the ease of doing business, is it for a foreigner to do business in America? Do you know what that's like? How difficult or easy it is? I don't know if you've had foreign partners in your business career.
We have the internet, right? So you can still sell things to business owners in America. So here's a business model where someone in Namibia can make 10 grand a month. You can search Google Maps. You can find businesses that are doing, you know, they're doing well, but they don't have a website, right? You can go then build them a website with AI in 10 seconds. Literally take their brand, feed it into AI, have AI build a website, send them a screenshot or a picture of the website and say, hey, notice you didn't have a website. This is something I kind of put together for you right now. Want to talk about grabbing it? They'll be like, oh, that looks good. Yeah, how much is it? $300, $1,000, or $300 up front. And we'll also put a bot here that will get you sales, and we'll just take a percentage of the money from those bots. And I have posts on my Substack where I talk about how you can do this. If you email or...
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt!
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
I'm at Telling AI, the worst conversion rate. What would be my sales? All right, let's see what AI says. Let's cook this up. All right. If the 1, 2, 3.
Are you using Claude right now?
All right. So I'm actually using ChatGPT. I have all of them. So it says, worst case scenario for conversions is 0.5%. And it says that it's terrible. At 50,000, at that 0.5% conversion rate, that's 250 sales. At 1%, that's 500 sales. If you sell something for $49 a month and you get the 250 sales, that's 12K MRR. If you get the 500 sales, that's 25K MRR. And then it has my SaaS tool, which I'm charging 79. 250 sales would be 20K MRR. 500 sales would be 39K MRR. So what takes a while is it does take Google a while to what's called index it. But once it indexes and starts to pick up these pages, 50,000 views at a terrible conversion rate, 250 people at $79, that's going to be around 20K MRR a month. That's 20,000 a month. So you can do that for a business owner. If you don't even have a business, you could do that for a business owner that has a plumbing. You bring them 100 people more a month after 6 months of doing SEO. You get a percentage on each one of those people. They do all the work. Now, let's say you have 10 of those business owners that you did. You could scale this to infinity. Just holler at the business owner. Hey, I'll bring you leads. I'll do it for free. When you get a sale from the leads that I bring, you just give me a percentage. Okay, deal. Boom. Set it. Forget it. It's done. You get 50 of those, 100 of those going over a course of a year. Let's say you do 100 of them in a year. You can have 100 businesses. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah. It's really just math.
It's really just math. Math plus marketing equals money. Now you're making 10K in Namibia. You were just working online. You set and forget it. You don't even have to do anything anymore because the SEO is just coming in. They do all the work. Now you're chilling. You can go swim, you know, hit the club at night, you know, you can convert to Islam so you can have multiple wives at that point.
Yeah. No doubt. So it's really something, especially here on the continent, like the digital space in any industry really is quite untapped. But at the same time, there's this, currently what's happening on the continent, there's this like battle, so to say, between, you know, countries and individuals pushing for digitalization versus like how many people actually have access to these digital tools that you're pushing kind of thing. That's a big conversation on the continent right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, certain places like America's a go, go, go place. Certain countries are chill, more relaxed. But if you can just go for like a year and then build up some of those sales, then you could just relax and you're just making a ton of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a friend who's making the 10 grand a month. I was like, dude, you're single. I was like, dude, move to the Philippines, move to Brazil, move to Colombia. The women are 11 out of 10. It's more of a chill place, better food. You don't have to worry about any of the craziness and you're rich. If you live in Brazil, you make 10K a month. You're a millionaire.
Yeah.
You're going to have a crazy penthouse for $1,000 a month in Brazil. And food is dirt cheap. Uber's dirt cheap. The people are cool. The people there are nice. Philippines, the people are nice. They have fun. It's more of a chill place. So, and 10 grand a month's good money in America too. But, you could work towards that. It's just all about hustling and how do I scale this to value?
Exactly. Let's, I actually still get texts and people asking me about, they're always like, where's this guy that reads a book a day or whatever? So, can you share what book you've been reading recently or books in plural you've been reading recently that you found helpful?
So I finished a book, I actually grabbed a book and finished in one day yesterday. It's called, what's it called? The 1 hour cure. It's just a health book about how adding more oxygen to your body can help with health and, recovery and things of that sort. And I've been on my kind of my, like my CIA thing. So I've been reading two books kind of at the same time. One is The Manchurian Candidate about MK Ultra on how CIA was brainwashing people. And then also one is called, The Man with the Secrets. And it's about a CIA officer. And then there's another one I'm trying to buy. It's not super expensive, hard to find. It's called Inside the Company. And, I like the stories. I think like CIA stories are really cool. I like to watch them on YouTube and also learn a lot of psychology from these guys. This book here. This book's like $1,000 or something. It's like impossible to find. But it's about a CIA agent who wrote a book on how to get people's secrets without asking them questions. How to get them to tell you things with a technique called elicitation. And these guys are just, they're trained, they're wicked smart. And if I can, you know, steal and learn something and help me in business or help me close a deal or help me in communicating with people to get things steering towards my direction. I love to read it and I love to learn it. And also you kind of want to know how these people move, how the government moves, you know, so you can avoid being targeted and avoid doing something that'll put, you know, a red dot on your back. And, and it's just cool. It's just cool, man. Like, this is cool stuff. Like, I was like, wish CIA was like, join, wish they approached me. Yup. What you need?
You ever read The Spook Who Sat by the Door?
I have not, but Nipsey talks about that book.
Yeah. That's where I got it from.
Yeah. So that was about an African American guy who kind of was like a spy? Interesting. You know what? I'm gonna pick that up today and I'll read that. But that's how you have to move. You have to move clandestinely. You know, it's a game. It's a game. And you know, a lot of people used it for bad. But anything you do, you're gonna have some jabroni who uses it for bad. That's just part of life. I'm just trying to increase my tools and my tool belt and make them more sharp.
Do you think there's such a thing as having too many tools or trying to sharpen too many tools?
Yeah, you can get to the point where you're spread too thin. That's actually a good question because that's an issue a lot of entrepreneurs have because we have so many good ideas. We want to do the next good idea and we lose focus. Try your best to focus. Try your best if you're going to do a bunch of ideas, make sure they're in the same thing. So for example, DealFlow S is in deals. I'm also looking for deals. And then I'm also doing the podcast on deals. So it's all in the same niche. That's called integrating vertically. You know, Nipsey talks about that as well.
Yeah.
But, you can definitely be ADD with this stuff, but some people, I don't want to tell people not to try it because some people can do it. Some people, look at Elon, look at Gary Vee. They can build a bunch of different businesses. Some people have that capability, but you need to have the self-awareness to know if you can do that or not. I believe I can do it and, you know, just got to go out and prove it.
Would you rather be like, you know, top 1% in one particular field? Or would you be like, rather be really good in, let's say, like 5 different things?
It's preference. Yeah. I am a person who thinks you should know a lot about a lot. And I know a lot about that. But when I need to find out something and go deeper on something, I don't go to someone like me. I go to someone who it goes deep on one thing. So both people have their place. There's people who should go deep and there's people who should know a lot about a lot. Again, it comes down to self-awareness. What type of person are you? Right? Are you the person who can consume a lot of information and fast? I'm one of those people. That's why today, with social media and new AI tools and things coming out all the time, this is like perfect for me because I can keep up. I can learn. I can really do this stuff. But for some people, it's too much. It's too much. You need to find that one thing and slow down and go deep on that thing. So it really just comes down to self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I think like there also comes a point where it's like certain things that it's just not for you, you know? It's better to let other people be experts in their field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which brings me to my next question. When it comes to assembling a team, right? I know you're not working alone, but when it comes to assembling a team, what are some qualities you look for in people to join you, whether it's as a full-time employee or as a partner, you know? What are some qualities you're looking for?
I'm not huge on like qualities. I just look for anyone who can do the job and they'll do it on time. I know a lot of entrepreneurs talk about, you know, personalities and different things, but for me, the only person that I need to worry about their personality, their character, where I need to be cool with them is my project manager, which your project manager should be your first hire. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they start to get sales and they go, oh, let me get a videographer. Oh, let me get an assistant. The next thing you know, they're even more busy than when they didn't have an employees because all these employees are coming to them, asking them questions. How do I do this? You should have one employee that reports to you, and that's the project manager. And then everybody else reports to the project manager. And so that needs to be the person that you're cool with. So for me, it's Tiffany. She's my VA / assistant / project manager.
The real Tiffany or the AI Tiffany?
Tiffany, yeah, the real Tiffany. AI Tiffany is not the best anymore. OpenClaw's not the best. Claude is better now. But, if I need something, I'll just go to her and tell her to do it. Hey, can you find someone who could do this? Because generally I'm not getting whole other employees. I'm just getting, one-off, someone who could do something she can't do. And then as far as my chairman and my CFO, my CFO is my friend. He's a beast. And my chairman, he's just a great guy. His name's Kurt Butchler. He, you know, retired from Microsoft, did $500 million in deals for Microsoft. He's just a great guy. He's just super cool. One of my mentors says you don't want to be super cool with your chairman, but, you know, I'm cool with mine. So, and it's working out so far.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. It's good to have good people around. Hard to find. I'm learning in my time in business.
Very hard to find.
Yeah. And once you do find them, sometimes it's hard to keep them around too.
Yeah. Because then they're good at what they do, so they could go do their own thing. Mm-hmm. That's why partners.
Egameno jo mauyere lego komarungura, kalishia shike upsaka diwa pau teknika, oliriwa omkundu opashiguana, upsaka diwa paliko, no hashivuro okuya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa, oshinimomtumba gonamibia international cyber security conference and exhibition omvoma ovigajo miongo balina hamano, I kondo epangero mahanga no paumwene, u ministeri wepangero ni kondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa mete. Tekero, esikuwa milongo mbali naga alisikuwa mbali naga nega apiriri mwao vigalyo milongo mbali naga mano ekaroko Arembush Travelodge Movenduka, oshiparashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ngomba ano saiba hejin, kene una oku ironge kithira omashongo koko marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerungitho jo marungura na ilu inji koneka, omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa kaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano, otamukapewa ompi Pito ondo yomtu gumwe agwedhwa po hasho ashike shoka pethimbo lyomtumba ogo tuu ngoka otaku ka kala o VIP Cyber Gala Dinner nuuyelele owundji womaishangitho nomapulapulo kwatathana nayo ko081 359 0977 nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utalelepo epandja lyawo lyopaungomba ko www.dstech.com.na. Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Buildings basically without like really going into the buildings, all through video and AI generated stuff. So I can only imagine what it looks like in 2026.
Yeah, what they announced, But hey man, I love this country. I love that I could say I can criticize it for the things that I think should change, but and yeah. You know, it's like when you're on a basketball team. I think I should be on the court. So when we're practicing, I'm competing against you. You're my enemy when we're practicing. But once we're on that court and it's us versus them, we brothers. And that's just how it is, you know.
What is we talk about your software as a service launching soon, but any other exciting things happening in the world of Roy Red? That you would want to say publicly, of course.
Yeah, I was looking to see my girlfriend's in the other room. I'll probably propose in a couple few months. So. Yeah. Most likely.
Oh, congrats. You're in congrats.
Thinking about that. No, I can't post that part. what else? I'm really excited about DealFlow OS. I'm really excited about it. I think not only will it make me money, but I think it's really going to help people who really want to do this. At a high level, so I'm excited about
what it. Speaking of the high level, what is the size of your industry, like dollar wise? What is it valued at? Do you know?
My actual industry or just M&A altogether?
M&A altogether.
M&A altogether is the biggest, opportunity of wealth ever created in the history of the world, because the biggest generation to ever live, the baby boomers, they own our businesses and they're dying. And so those businesses have to go somewhere. 90-something percent of them go into what's called probate. And probate is just, they just shut it down. So it'd be best if they could sell it to you or give it to you. The only kind of tough part about it is baby boomers are working till they die. So they're working till they're 90. But from now till 2040, that generation, they have all the wealth, all the money, all the businesses, all the house. They're going to pass them down to millennials and Gen Z. And it's the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. This just popped into my mind as you were speaking. You know, a good business usually has a transition plan or a succession plan. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm a successful business and if I'm the owner, if we're a group of owners, like we know what's going to happen in 5 years. We know what's going to happen in 10 years. We know what's going to happen if I die, if certain partners die. Right. And in these past few weeks, as we've been talking about mergers and acquisitions, one of the points that you mentioned is that some of these business owners just have no one to hand the business over to, or yeah, they don't know what to do with the business anymore. So if I'm on the outside looking in, I'm saying, are these really then businesses you want to buy if they don't have a succession plan in place? Like, are these good businesses then?
As long as the cash flow is there.
Yeah.
As long as the cash flow is there. Think about it. You've had a business 20 years. It took you 5 years to become profitable. Now you're your local mechanic who everyone goes to. You have a ton of customers. You're making a ton of money. But you're 84. You have diabetes, congestive heart failure. You don't know how you're going to retire. And then you're just going to shut down the business. And then how are people going to, you know, get helped over there? Having a succession plan. Some do, some don't. But I mean, you're an entrepreneur. It's not like you're going to retire like a job and have a 401k. They might have one, but you know, they're workers. And if they don't have kids who want the business, it's a lot of times they have kids, but the kids don't want it. And it's weird because the entrepreneur in the family who makes the most money doesn't have the most status. There's like the lawyers and the doctor, and they're like, oh, this is my son. He's a lawyer. And then here's my other son. He's a doctor. And here's my daughter. She owns some business. Meanwhile, that daughter makes 10 times more than the other two combined.
Yeah.
The margins, because profits are way better than wages. And so, a lot of times there's no status that comes with it. So people don't want it. And they see you working every day because you can't really take vacations when you're a business owner. They see you work hard for 20 years. They think it's, you know, it's not sexy. Mm-hmm. But if you can buy it, put a manager in and the money's still there, you can grow it from there.
100%, 100%. Roy, as we wrap up, is there any last things you want to leave with the listeners for the week before we chat again next week?
Yeah. Reach out. Subscribe to the Substack. I'm going to be launching DealFlow OS, and I will be doing a Substack post Saturday. Usually I don't even do posts on Saturday, but I'll be doing it Saturday. We'll be launching Saturday. You'll be able to see how it works. Started a new YouTube for the tool. And you know, it's free. You get 10 free leads. You can literally go and search your area, what company you want to buy, and it'll tell you the people in that area that are motivated to sell. Make sure you guys tap it into this show. And then, I got the Buy, Build, Exit podcast. We got some great guests coming on tonight. I'm interviewing a guy who's, done billions in deals. So people who have crushed it better than me will be on the show. So that's Buy, Build, Exit, on YouTube or Spotify.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye. The eye.